Kehoe, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
A quorum is present. The Missouri Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, 98th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, second regular session, first day.
Senator from Call.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully
You've read. Heard the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, reporters from Missouri Net, Elisa Nelson, have been granted permission to take video pictures in the chamber today.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Petitions, Senator from the first.
Point of personal privilege.
Senator will be heard on a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yesterday, we took a moment to reflect on the passing of Senator Emery Melton as well as Senator Harold Caskey. It was noted that my predecessor, twice removed Senator Anita Yeckel, had also passed in the interim. I wanted to take a moment this morning, Mr. President, to acknowledge the passing of another of my predecessors, former Senator from the first, Donald Graylich, who passed away late last year. Serves the South County community ably in this building for more than a quarter century between this chamber and the other. We, of course, are saddened by his loss as well, and I just wanted to make sure that we noted it and took a moment to reflect upon his service. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Oh. Resolutions. Senator
Mr.
from
President.
Newton.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Resolution number 1181 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The matter is before the body.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Resolution 1181 be adopted. I have an amendment. It has to be read.
Send your amendment forward.
It is technical in nature.
Read the amendment to the resolution.
Senate Amendment Number 1, offered by Senator Richard. Amend Senate Resolution Number 1181, page 67, line 38, of said journal page by striking the opening bracket, quote, open bracket, end quote, and the closing bracket, quote, from said line, and further amend lines 38 through 39 of said journal page by striking all of the underlined language from said lines, and further amend said resolution page 68, line 2 of said journal page by inserting immediately after, quote, Senate, end quote, the following, quote, beginning March 29, 2016, laptop computers may be used by senators, staff, and Senate staff at the staff table and by the research staff at the research table in the Senate chamber as long as their use does not violate Rule 78 or is otherwise disruptive to the business of the Senate. End quote.
President, I renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard on adoption of the amendment? Senator from the first. Does the senator yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, I apologize. My copy of the resolution designation is 0.02I. I just heard the amendment read. I just want to make sure, are we amending the language on Rule 96 as opposed to Rule 16 with the amendment?
No.
Why I'm asking.
No, we're just allowing the clarification that the computers can be used on for staff on both tables when we require the other table.
So the copy that I have says for Rule 96, laptop computers may be by, and it deletes the press at the press table, and by, and then it inserts senator staff and senate staff at the staff table, and by. So is what I'm looking at probably then the amended version?
Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we're changing Rule 96 that laptop computers may be used by at the press table by senator staff. We're deleting, we're adding that by the senator staff and senator staff at the staff table and by research staff. You're correct.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Senator from Green.
Mr. President, you should inquire briefly.
Does the senator from Newton yield?
I do.
He yields, you may inquire.
Thank you, Senator. And I could have asked you this here at our desk since we're seated next to each other, but I just thought for those listening, it would be a good question. The way I understood the amendment, it's senators' staff only. We wouldn't be using laptops here at our desk as members.
That's correct. Okay. If we decide to do that, we'll talk about that at another time.
Thank you.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on adoption of the amendment to the resolution? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is agreed to. Now, Senator, you're back up on your motion to adopt the resolution.
The adoption of the resolution.
Senator from 24th, for what purpose you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the Senator from Newton.
Does the Senator yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Good morning, Senator. Senator, could you just explain to me the rationale for this?
So the staff can use computers at the table.
No, I'm not talking about the amendment. I'm talking about the underlying legislation that moves the press to the upper gallery.
Because some of the press violated their code of ethics by tweeting out discussions between senators, and I will not stand for that, so they will not be on the floor of the Senate anymore.
And this was the most,
this
I guess.
This is comments from both parties.
Okay.
I will not tolerate that violation of the Fourth Estate.
And I'm just curious, did we take any measures like talking to the journalist? Well, I guess that anything they hear, they're entitled to tweet. This is a public spot. So.
Not necessarily. Not a private conversation between senators on debate and on issues. And I think that's a violation. I did talk to the press, and I take that responsibility. They will not be on the floor anymore.
Okay. Senator, I was concerned about a couple of things. Well, overall, I actually think it's have the press here and close by so that we are able to communicate as needed. But should we move forward with this, I have a couple of concerns. One is those press members who are wanting to photograph, to take photographs here, are they still going to be required to be up in the upper gallery?
Not at this time.
Okay, so they will have permission to be down here, whether it's a video or just a still camera, to take photographs?
If the majority leader grants them that privilege.
Okay. And then my other concern is those journalists who may temporarily or chronically have a disability, are they going to be, according to this, it doesn't make any exception for somebody who may, it may be best suited for them to sit here on the Senate floor.
We'll have the accommodation necessary for them.
I actually have an amendment drafted to add that accommodation to provide for journalists with disabilities to be able to be seated in the Senate chamber. Would that be something that you would like to have entertained?
No, no one. I'll ask the body to deny it.
And you why would that be, sir?
Because I don't like it.
Well, I think if we're going to make exceptions, that especially for somebody with a disability, that we need to have a provision.
We are making that exception. We'll accommodate. We've taken that under and made sure it's serious. We will accommodate. So you can offer your resolution, but I'll ask the body to defeat it.
Well, I'm concerned about...
And if you look in the rule book on page 41, we already have in the rule book anyway to on those accommodations.
You know, Senator, I will take a look at that to make sure, but I want to, I don't see anywhere in the resolution with the amendment that was put forward that it says that we will make those kinds of accommodations. So,
well,
I,
we already are ADA accessible in the gallery now.
Right. I just think it, okay. All right. Well, I will not offer my amendment, but I'm very much, I just want to be on the record with you as being concerned that people who need special accommodations receive those accommodations in this chamber.
We'll take the necessary care of them just like we would anyone else in the gallery that needs those ADA requirements that we've
All
done
right.
in the past.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Newton is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion. As many as are the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm informed it must now be a roll call. Call the roll.
Senator Brown.
Aye.
Chappelle Nadal.
Aye.
Cunningham.
Aye.
Curls. Dixon.
Aye.
Emery.
Aye.
Hageman. Holzman, Kevney,
aye.
Kehoe,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Leibler,
aye.
Munslinger,
aye.
Nasheed,
no.
Onder,
aye.
Parson,
aye.
Pierce,
aye.
Richard,
aye.
Riddle,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Sater,
aye.
Schoff,
aye.
Schaefer,
aye.
Schatz,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Shoup,
no.
Sifton, Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh, Wasson,
aye.
Whelan.
Aye.
By your vote of 26 aye, 4 no, you have adopted the resolution. We are on the order of business of resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Concurrent resolution, I ask it be printed in the journal.
Send your concurrent resolution forward. It is so ordered. Print it in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. What? Oh, we got to read the title. Read the title of the concurrent resolution, then we will go to introduction of bills.
Senate concurrent resolution number 53. Introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to an application to Congress for the calling of an Article 5 Convention of States to propose certain amendments to the United States Constitution which place limits on the federal government.
Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 15th.
President. Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward.
It requires no explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Read the bill of the Senator from the 15th. Hey, Senator.
Senate Bill number 869, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to sheltered workshop property tax levies.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 8th, for what reason do you rise? Send the bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 870, introduced by Senator Kraus, an act relating to an income tax deduction for dentists providing services to MoHealthNet participants.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 27th. For what reason do you rise?
Well, and this needs no explanation.
Send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 871, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to emergency communications service.
Further introduction of bills?
President.
Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a bill.
Send the bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 872, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to vacancies in county elected offices.
Further introduction of bills. Seeing none, Senator from Cole.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Seeing no objections, second reading of bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Madam President.
Senator from Newton.
Senate Bill 569.
Senate Bill 569, an act relating to text messaging while operating motor vehicles.
Transportation. Senate Bill 570.
Senate Bill 570, an act relating to campaign finance.
Rules. Senate Bill 571.
Senate Bill 571, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education. Senate Bill 572.
Senate Bill 572, an act relating to municipal ordinance violations.
Jobs, economic development. Senate Bill 573.
Senate Bill 573, an act relating to investment policies of the state.
Jobs, economic development. Senate Bill 574.
Senate Bill 574, an act relating to income taxes.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 575.
Senate Bill 575, an act relating to the repeal of earnings taxes in certain cities.
Senate Bill Jobs, Economic Development. Senate Bill 576.
Senate Bill 576, an act relating to powers of appointment.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 577.
Senate Bill 577, an act relating to estate planning.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 578.
Senate Bill 578, an act relating to commercial receiverships.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 579.
Senate Bill 579, an act relating to infection reporting.
Veteran Affairs and Health. Senate Bill 580.
Senate Bill 580, an act relating to bonds issued by the Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority.
General Laws. Senate Bill 581.
Senate Bill 581, an act relating to health care price transparency.
Veteran Affairs and Health. Senate Bill 582.
Senate Bill 582, an act relating to career and technical education.
Education. Senate Bill 583.
Senate Bill 583, an act relating to instructional waivers for higher education faculty.
Education. Senate Bill 584.
Senate Bill 584, an act relating to industrial hemp.
Agriculture. Senate Bill 585.
Senate Bill 585, an act relating to the division of multi-county judicial circuits.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 586.
Senate Bill 586, an act relating to state aid for schools.
Education. Senate Bill 587.
Senate Bill 587, an act relating to the compact for a balanced budget.
Rules. Senate Bill 588.
Senate Bill 588, an act relating to petitions for the expungement of records.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 589.
Senate Bill 589, an act relating to the carrying of concealed firearms at higher education institutions.
Transportation, Public Safety. Senate Bill 590.
Senate Bill 590, an act relating to first degree murder.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 591.
Senate Bill 591, an act relating to expert witnesses.
Small Business. Senate Bill 592.
Senate Bill 592, an act relating to the opening date for school terms.
Education, Senate Bill 593.
Senate Bill 593, an act relating to applicability of federal regulations in the state of Missouri.
Governmental accountability, Senate Bill 594.
Senate Bill 594, an act relating to voting procedures.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 595.
Senate Bill 595, an act relating to construction management.
Commerce, Senate Bill 596.
Senate Bill 596, an act relating to the definition of agricultural and horticultural property for purposes of taxation.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 597.
Senate Bill 597, an act relating to special elections.
Financial and governmental organizations elections, Senate Bill 598.
Senate Bill 598, an act relating to public contracts.
Small business, Senate Bill 599.
Senate Bill 599, an act relating to labor organizations.
Small business, Senate Bill 600.
Senate Bill 600, an act relating to hazardous waste.
Commerce, Senate Bill 601.
Senate Bill 601, an act relating to occupational disease under workers' compensation laws.
Small business, Senate Bill 602.
Senate Bill 602, an act relating to a tax credit for pet adoption.
Economic Development Jobs, 603.
Senate Bill 603, an act relating to expungement of records.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 604.
Senate Bill 604, an act relating to training provided to inmates in correctional centers.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 605.
Senate Bill 605, an act relating to property regulations in certain cities and counties.
Jobs, Economic Development, Senate Bill 606.
Senate Bill 606, an act relating to prevailing wage.
Small business, Senate Bill 607.
Senate Bill 607, an act relating to eligibility data verification for public assistance programs.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 608.
Senate Bill 608, an act relating to MoHealthNet health care provider fees.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 609.
Senate Bill 609, an act relating to savings account for education.
Education, Senate Bill 610.
Senate Bill 610, an act relating to the employment of teachers in school districts.
Education, Senate Bill 611.
Senate Bill 611, an act for the purpose of modifying procedures for filing a motion for sanctions.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 612.
Senate Bill 612, an act relating to the offense of illegal reentry.
General Laws and Pensions, Senate Bill 613.
Senate Bill 613, an act relating to the provision of grants for the purpose of funding the workers' compensation premiums of volunteer fire departments.
Small business, Senate Bill 614.
Senate Bill 614, an act relating to penalties for allowing minors to possess intoxicating liquor.
Transportation, Senate Bill 615.
Senate Bill 615, an act relating to tax credits.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 616.
Senate Bill 616, an act relating to personal flotation devices.
Transportation, Senate Bill 617.
Senate Bill 617, an act relating to feral hogs.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 618.
Senate Bill 618, an act relating to the detention of persons under the age of 17 in adult facilities.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 619.
Senate Bill 619, an act relating to investigations of elder abuse.
Seniors, Senate Bill 620.
Senate Bill 620, an act relating to career and technical education.
Education, Senate Bill 621.
Senate Bill 621, an act relating to telehealth.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 622.
Senate Bill 622, an act relating to mine property.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 623.
Senate Bill 623, an act relating to motor fuel taxes.
Transportation, Senate Bill 624.
Senate Bill 624, an act relating to the offense of fraudulent procurement of a credit or debit device.
Financial Governmental Organizations Elections, Senate Bill 625.
Senate Bill 625, an act relating to the designation of Sergeant Peggy Vassallo Way.
Transportation, Senate Bill 626.
Senate Bill 626, an act relating to higher education requirements regarding affirmative consent to sexual activity.
Education, Senate Bill 627.
Senate Bill 627, an act relating to suicide awareness and prevention.
Education, Senate Bill 628.
Senate Bill 628, an act relating to a requirement for peace officers to wear body-worn cameras.
Transportation, Senate Bill 629.
Senate Bill 629, an act relating to energy.
Commerce, Senate Bill 630.
Senate Bill 630, an act relating to community solar gardens.
Commerce, Senate Bill 631.
Senate Bill 631, an act relating to the use of solar energy systems in certain planned communities.
Commerce, Senate Bill 632.
Senate Bill 632, an act relating to banning lobbyist gifts.
Rules, Senate Bill 633.
Senate Bill 633, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education, Senate Bill 634.
Senate Bill 634, an act relating to the Missouri Homestead Preservation Act.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 635.
Senate Bill 635, an act relating to palliative care.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 636.
Senate Bill 636, an act relating to health information organizations.
Financial and Government Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 637.
Senate Bill 637, an act relating to special road district commissioner elections.
Financial and Government Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 638.
Senate Bill 638, an act relating to civics education.
Education, Senate Bill 639.
Senate Bill 639, an act relating to the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System.
General Laws and Pensions, Senate Bill 640.
Senate Bill 640, an act relating to permanent trailer plate registration.
Transportation, Senate Bill 641.
Senate Bill 641, an act relating to a deduction for compensation payments for agriculture losses.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 642.
Senate Bill 642, an act relating to tax rates.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 643.
Senate Bill 643, an act relating to ethics.
Rules, Senate Bill 644.
Senate Bill 644, an act relating to abortion.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 645.
Senate Bill 645, an act relating to the use of sales and use tax revenues for transportation.
Transportation, Senate Bill 646.
Senate Bill 646, an act relating to youth suicide awareness and prevention education.
Education, Senate Bill 647.
Senate Bill 647, an act relating to consumer credit interest rates.
Financial Government Organizations Elections, Senate Bill 648.
Senate Bill 648, an act relating to Mo Health Net Services.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 649.
Senate Bill 649, an act relating to the Higher Education Academic Scholarship Program.
Education, Senate Bill 650.
Senate Bill 650, an act relating to higher education financial aid eligibility.
Education, Senate Bill 651.
Senate Bill 651, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education, Senate Bill 652.
Senate Bill 652. An act relating to requiring the state auditor to report on the costs of administering the death penalty.
Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight. Senate Bill 653.
Senate Bill 653, an act relating to discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
Progress and Development, Senate Bill 654.
Senate Bill 654, an act relating to certificates of need for long-term care facilities.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 655.
Senate Bill 655, an act relating to the establishment of the Fertilizer Control Board.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 656.
Senate Bill 656, an act relating to concealed carry permits.
Transportation, Senate Bill 657.
Senate Bill 657, an act relating to liability for the use of incompatible motor fuel.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 658.
Senate Bill 658, an act relating to the county in which certain offenses are prosecuted.
Jobs and Local Government, Senate Bill 659.
Senate Bill 659, an act relating to the regulation of auto cycles.
Transportation, Public Safety, Senate Bill 660.
Senate Bill 660, an act relating to bidding procedures for county depositories.
Financial Government Organizations Elections, SJR 16.
Senate Joint Resolution 16, an act relating to the Missouri Anti-Corruption Amendment.
Rules, SJR 17.
Senate Joint Resolution 17, an act relating to long-term leasing.
Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, SJR 18.
Senate Joint Resolution 18, an act relating to state highways.
Transportation, SJR 19.
Senate Joint Resolution 19, an act relating to the Conservation Commission.
Agriculture, SJR 20.
Senate Joint Resolution 20, an act relating to voter photo identification.
Financial Government Organizations Elections, SJR 21.
Senate Joint Resolution 21, an act relating to the City and County of St. Louis.
Jobs, Economic Development, Local Government, SJR 22.
Senate Joint Resolution 22, an act relating to the creation of Show Me Small Business Districts.
Jobs, Economic Development, Local Government, SJR 23.
Senate Joint Resolution 23, an act relating to initiative petitions.
Financial Government Organizations Elections, SJR 24.
Senate Joint Resolution 24, an act relating to impeachment trials.
Judiciary, SJR 25.
Senate Joint Resolution 25, an act relating to taxation.
Ways and Means. And also, Mr. President, please refer SCRs 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, and 52 to the Committee of Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Senator from Cole.
President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Proceed.
Hearing no objections.
Hearing no objections.
Thank you, Madam President. You're doing a great job up there, I might add. It's my pleasure today to welcome some guests, that one of which I know is very familiar to the body. The others they might not have met before, but from Florida, from the state of Florida, to my left and to your right, Madam President, sitting over on the bench, we have Kent Gaines, Ian Gaines, Noah Nicholas, and Eli Nicholas. The Nicholases are from Jefferson City. I'd ask that they please rise and that the Senate make them feel welcome in the chambers today.
Please make the Nicholas and Gaines family welcome today. Welcome to our state capitol. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of announcements.
Seeing no objections. Order of business is announcements. Are there any announcements? Seeing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, January 11th, 2016.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate stands adjourned until Monday, January 11th.